Good evening, citizens of Freeport.
George Buss has presented himself as Lincoln for the past 30 years. He became a full-time Lincoln presenter after he retired from teaching. He says his interest in Lincoln was piqued as he read a history book in seventh grade. It mentioned the city of Freeport.
I remember looking and noting in my mind that that was a nationally published textbook. It wasn't something local. And I thought, Freeport made this textbook. That really had an effect on me. And then, of course, it was like, well, what did happen here?
Buss had performances lined up for 2020. Then Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a stay-at-home order.
To say, you're going to be at home. You've got to wear a mask when you're out. You know, you need 6-foot distance. That's difficult for me personally. But then to say the audiences are not going to assemble. So I equate it to a level of grief and loss.
One of the programs that Buss does is called Lincoln the Great Communicator. Together with his friend and the help of others, the show went virtual. The first virtual show was hosted by the Looking for Lincoln Heritage Coalition in the city of Freeport. It took place on July 15th.
George and I worked together many times, and I felt a very natural rapport with him. And we had kind of loosely tossed the idea, hey, we should do something together. And then eventually sat down and literally created the show.
That was Chris Valillo. He is a singer-songwriter and folk musician who has done musical projects that include music from the Lincoln era. He says it was hard to hear that they weren't going to perform a show that they had worked so hard preparing for.
There were conversations pretty early on about what can we do about that. And at one point, Looking for Lincoln asked about the possibility of simply running a video of the show. And George and I both felt pretty strongly that we wanted to do a live performance somehow, rather than just tape it and put it up one time and repeat it.
Valillo says there is something special about a live performance. He says he and Buss got together and presented this idea to the coalition. Valillo says having a virtual show has its challenges.
There's always that element of energy that goes back and forth between a performer and an audience. And we don't have that. When you know, doing a live stream, it's a different medium.
But Buss says he figured out a way to compensate for this.
And I was following on the social media I had on my podium on the right-hand side, so I could see comments being made during the presentation, and they were all very heartfelt. So that let me know that, you know, people were engaged.
Another thing the two did was act as an audience for each other.
Remember that one, sir?
Oh, Chris.
That was Buss clapping for Chris after a song ended. The show transitions back and forth from storytelling to music. Valillo says there were some favorite moments during his performances.
I loved Run to Jesus.
Run to Jesus, shun the danger.
I think that is such an amazing story of the power of music, that this is the impetus that Frederick Douglass sparks in his mind, the idea to escape slavery.
Valillo says the message of Lincoln, the great communicator, is something that needs to be heard in today's environment.
I think we look at a leader like Abraham Lincoln, who dealt with so many difficult things and so much vicious politics. And I think there's valuable lessons to learn from that.
Buss says he can see these shows taking place even after COVID-19.
And I certainly think that Looking for Lincoln and the Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area will take advantage of that technology, especially now that we've been through it.
Buss says doing things virtually will do for now, but the loss of human contact, not just for him, but for humanity, is causing people to pause and reflect. I'm Yvonne Booz.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah.